A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the desert, by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I will give you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this is yours if you will but worship me." And Jesus replied, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. It is also written, with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against the stone." Jesus replied, "It is also said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. If you recall, last week I talked briefly about Jesus. What does he look like? What are his attitudes toward life? What's his doctrine? Let me continue that today in the hope that perhaps we might get to know him a bit better during this Lenten season. Remember that the question always is not what does the law say, what does Jesus say, what would Jesus do? But we can't answer that question if we don't know who he is. And we have to remember as we try to come to know him that there are enormous historical limitations on what we can know about him. The Gospels were not historical documents. Matthew, Mark, Luke, nor John ever knew him. They wrote those Gospels long after his death. Mark the earliest in the year 65. John the latest not until the year 125, nearly a century after his death. Those Gospels are statements of faith. They're not historical documents. The name Jesus is the Aramaic word for the name Joshua, which means the Lord saves. Now, Jesus follows John the Baptist. John the Baptist preached a sermon of repentance, of punishment, of fire and brimstone. Jesus proclaims John as one of the great prophets of all time. And yet Jesus preached exactly the opposite of John the Baptist. Jesus' message is welcoming, it's forgiveness, it's mercy, it's healing. Jesus was concerned not about the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. And rather than embracing the letter of the law, Jesus didn't find any meaning whatsoever in religious appearances. They didn't mean anything to him. Read the gospel. Neither he nor his disciples ever followed any of the religious directives of their day. Instead of sticking to the law, Jesus went out looking for the downtrodden, the poor, the homeless, the refugee, the destitute. And because of that, he became a great threat to all of them. By entering Jerusalem, as he did on Palm Sunday, he sealed his own death. And he knew what he was doing. Though the four Gospels give us very different portraits of the Last Supper, they're all consistent that it happened about 20 hours before his death. The Romans put people to death in horrible ways. They ruled with terror. That's how they kept that empire together. And so he was beaten with leather straps, the ends of which were filled with the jagged bones of animals. And so not only were you beaten with the strap, but it tore and ripped your skin. When he made the journey to Calvary, he did not carry the cross as is pictured in the Stations of the Cross. The vertical part of the cross was already in the ground at Golgotha. Instead, the prisoner called what was called the patibulum, the crossbar. And usually it was tied across their shoulders, and then they were walked through the town to the jeering of the crowd. He may have dragged it behind him. Death was horrifying. It came from loss of blood and asphyxiation. Because of the manner in which he hung on the cross, his lungs would have filled with fluid, and he would have slowly drowned in his own fluid. After the crucifixion, all of his disciples ran and hid. Where was the great Peter who proclaimed him to be the Son of God? They all disappeared. And then came the resurrection, for which there is not one single physical thread of evidence nor historical evidence, only mystery, ambiguity, and faith. And yet, belief in that resurrection transformed those cowards into some of the most powerful people of faith in all of human history, to the point that they each gave their lives for it. It can do the same for you and me. Amen.